And so that's what he's doing. God gave me, Abraham sought wise counsel about Sodom and Gomorrah. When Abraham was on that hill and God came to him and the angels came to him and said, what should I do about Sodom and Gomorrah? He said, should I tell Abraham what I'm about to do? And all of us thought there was the angels talking to him, right? Remember when the angels came to him? Why would an angel say that to an angel? Why would an angel say, should I tell Abraham what I'm about to do? Or do you think that was God talking to the angel, asking the angels, should he tell Abraham what he was about to do? The counsel of God was coming there, standing before Abraham, asking them that question. And Abraham listened to the counsel, and he's like, whatever Abraham said, that's what I'm going to do. The Lord says, ask, and it shall be given. The problem is, don't stop asking. Don't stop asking for the counsel of the Lord. He said, seek and ye shall find. Don't stop seeking. If you want the answers, don't stop seeking. Knock and the door shall be open on you. Don't stop knocking. Somebody pointed out to us in the Kingdom Elias counseling, and this is what they said to us. They said, I dare you to take 1 hour a day, 1 hour, and pray. Speak in tongues and listen to God. Because right now, God's got something to say. And that sounds like a hard thing to do, right? But if you're a football player or a basketball player, you sit longer than that on the couch and watch the TV. If your kids need something, you'll go out there for 2 to 3 hours. And God says, I only want one. 1 hour. So I tried it. Do you know, I had this fear thing when I would go to sleep. And I couldn't stand being enclosed in places in my dreams. In my dreams. And finally, I figured out it was that claustrophobic stuff. And I didn't know it could enter your dreams like that. For years, it had been getting in my dreams. So the other day I woke up and I was doing my hour and the Lord said, it's time for you to get rid of that demon that's been hovering around you. It's time for him to go. I said, it's a demon? He said, oh yeah, it's a spirit. I said, when did it get in? He said, when you were young in my house and your older brothers and sisters waited till you went to sleep in the dining room and they turned off all the lights in the house. And your oldest sister came and hid all her face, except for her eyes. She has really big eyes. Her eyes. And waited till I went to sleep. I was a little kid. And she went, Evelyn, Evelyn. And the whole house is dark. All I see is these eyes floating. Evelyn. She's walking back and forth. I said, what? He said, that's when that spirit of fear entered into you as a kid. He said, and I tried to get up, and somebody was holding me on the table because they was, you know, my kids are terrible to kids. And they wouldn't let me up, and then they thought it was funny, so they let me go up, and I shot up the stairs to my mom. And my mom came in my room, and she was like, my heart was just beating off the chart. And she was like, what are y'all trying to do, kill her? You know? He said, that's when it entered in. Now, how do you get rid of it? He said, face it, because you've been scared to face it. And I said, you know what, you stinking spirit that's been haunting me? This is it. No more in my dreams. No more in this. And I started hours sitting there. Me and that spirit had it out. Lewis was gone. I was there all by myself. I was speaking in tongues. I was praying. I was singing. And all of a sudden, something lifted off me. And I went to sleep, and I have not had it since. And every once in a while, I can hear it in the distance. So when Nancy said, so you can feel it, God had her go through that with the two spirits, the same like Jesus, I related to that. Had not I had just been to that, it would not have been such a related. But when she said that, I was like, that's what happened to me. I could relate to that. See, everything that is not God, God's getting rid of. It's got to go. Because we can't go to the next level with it hanging on us. And that was the foothold that the devil had. That had to go. And so out the window it went. And it keeps trying. It says, my sister Dorothy was there. My sister Regina was there. Both very prophetic. We're all in the living room. We're praying. And she said, I heard him say, I'll be back. Because I was telling them the next day about what happened. She said, and I heard something rise up in you and said, oh, no, you won't. I said, you're right, he won't. That was the most horrible thing I ever had. I mean, I couldn't even go to sleep and think of myself having a blanket thrown over my head. Because I would wake up like that. But no more. No more. See, God is in the business of getting rid of all this craziness that we've been letting plague us. We can't have it because we can't survive with all that stuff on us. We can't. We can't go to the next level. I am determined that I am going all the way with God. I'm going all the levels, doing everything he told me to. I want to be gold. I want to be melted down. I want him to go and find the people to counsel me and tell me things I need to know. I want that. When you were talking in your class, like I was telling you this morning, and you started talking about the dove flying down, it was like I could just see that big water out there. And I could see the Holy Spirit flying down. And he said, I'm changing the tongues. If you're wondering why you're speaking in tongues and it sounds a little different, it's God. He's taking you to a new level. Embrace it. Embrace those new tongues because you're going to a different level. You can't stay where you are and walk in where he wants us to be because we are in a war and God's got to bring forth change in us. You walk, God always anoints you for the burial of the things that must die inside of you. God always anoints you for the burial of the things inside you that must die. He always anoints you. So don't let your flesh, remember, it's that enmity with God, tell you, you can't do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can do it. I tell you what, I got my knee replaced for anybody that doesn't know that. Got a little bionic knee or whatever they want to call it. Hoken. And Debbie and, you know, some others have had it. And they had to go back in and break it again. Not break it, but do the scar tissue stuff, you know, to break it up so I could bend it right. Now, wise counsel, he said, I said, Lewis, we can't pay for this. I'm not going to have it done. And the Lord says, yes, you are. You're going to have it done because you can't go to conference dragging your leg. You can't do what I need you to do, dragging your leg. So I'm going to make a provision for you. So I called the state, and I went in and talked to the lady, and I said, I need some medical assistance. I have a heart murmur. I was born with it. So every time Lewis and I try to get insurance, they turn us down because of my heart murmur that I can't do anything about. So I went to the state, filled out the paperwork. This lady said, send your medical form in, and I said, okay. She said, well, it's going to take about 3 to 6 weeks before you get anything back from the state because it takes that long for them to decide. 3 weeks later, I have my paper back with my card and says, you've been approved. 2 weeks later, I called my doctor in Anchorage. He set up an appointment for me to get my knee surgery. And I was in there, the top doctor in Anchorage, one of the top surgeons that does knee surgery, doing my surgery. Got right in there and got ready. Don't tell me we don't serve a God that's saying, now is the time. You don't have time to sit back. When God say move, stop asking the questions and move. Yeah. Move. In Alaska, if our kids don't listen to us when we say move, they ain't be ate up by a bear. Okay? Or trampled by a moose. We can't be playing around with that stuff. So our kids have got to be obedient. We say, come, they come. Now some of the stupid people that, huh, I shouldn't call them stupid. Some of the people that don't think that come through Alaska do things like put their babies on the counter, believe it or not, and put honey on their cheek because they want to take a picture of their babies with a bear. And they got put in jail because they never saw the baby again. Stupid stuff. But we tell our kids all the time, when I say come, you come. When I tell you not to go somewhere, you don't go. And not that going outside is dangerous for them, so don't think that. I'm not saying that about Alaska. I'm just saying that they have to have a healthy respect for Alaska. Just like you have the two-legged ones, we have the four-legged ones. And God is making us very wise. And we counsel our kids to be that wise too. I find myself at a loss for natural words today. My spirit has become in a place where I am actually, I've always stopped and thought about what God wants me to say. And an example was the worship last night. It was so cool. I was standing up there in worship. I know I've changed. In every aspect of my life, God keeps showing me how I've changed. And we were doing worship, and we were going through songs, and a lot of songs they didn't know. And you know what? I never get 9 songs on Thursday night. Never. Because Nancy always introduced the team and do all that. We don't have time for that many songs. Never, right? I had 9 songs. And so we're going through them, we're going through it. I heard this voice inside my head said, oh my God, you're with this team and they don't know nothing. What are you gonna do now? Ah, that worship is gonna be horrible. I said, you better get out of here. Oh no, it's not. This is a season team. No, it's not gonna be that way because I'm a child of God. And God is on the scene. This is his worship. And believe me, nothing can keep him from worshiping with his people. And all this is going on in my head. And when I got done, I walked back to Erica and I says, okay, this is our songs. Tell me what you feel comfortable with. Because it's not my show, it's God's show. I'm not up there to do an Evelyn show. I'm up there to do a God show. And whatever God wants, that's what he's going to anoint. And when you say you're a team, it takes a whole team to do worship. It's not an Evelyn show. And so we sat there, we went through the songs, we picked out the songs that we felt that they could do and do a good job on. We pulled those songs out and look what God did. Just look what God did. He's trying to get us to move out the way so he can have his way. And if we listen to the counsel that he's doing, because he's always talking, we're just not always listening. Because this is the way we always did it, and we need to do that way. And I had him cracking up because I kept forgetting I had to talk in the mic. I don't hear ill birds at my church. So I'd be talking to them, and they'd be doing like this. And I'm like, how come they're doing that? I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot I have to talk in the mic. I forgot you have to talk in the mic so I can hear you because everybody has these bud things in their ears, right? And so the drummer, I thought he was going to fall off the drums laughing. I kept saying, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. I forgot you couldn't hear me in there. Because I'm like, they're really bad. And he was like, what? I'm like, what? And so I started talking to him and everything. And I was telling you, I literally saw God move everybody back. An angel stepped in. That's what God did. And everybody, even if they wanted to have an attitude, wouldn't have been able to have one. Because there's too many angels up on that stage saying, this is a God show. This is not nobody else show but God's. And God moved in. And it was amazing. I want to stay there. I don't want to move. I want God to keep moving like he's moving and Evelyn to be out the way. Because it's a much better deal. That's all I can say. Because he knows what these hearts out here need more than I do. The Bible says there's only God that knows the hearts of his people. He knew what the hearts out here needed last night. And by golly, did they not get it. Everyone, whatever they needed and wanted, they got it. there's these five things in closing. There's five things that I want to give you. God is a spirit inside of you, inside of every last one of us. John 4:24 talks about that. God is one with you. Galatians 3:20. God is a consuming fire. If you feel like you're on fire, especially your hands ever felt so hot, you just wanted to stick them on somebody because they're so hot? The anointing is going to get so hot on us. It's coming. It's coming. Sometimes I'd be standing up there and my ears literally are burning. And I was like, God, why is my ears burning? Because God's talking in them. And he's a consuming fire. And you let some fire get in your ear and start talking, see how hot your ear going to be. It's going to be burning up. How do I tell if it's the anointing? Oh, you can tell if it's the anointing. Hebrews 12:29. God is light. He is that light that is shining out of you to start ministering to the world. And God is love. Last Sunday, I ministered a whole word on love. Thank you for confirming it, Dee. God is love. You can't do anything in this next season without the love of God. You can't do it. It's not going to succeed. It's the foundation to who we are. That's why you can come in a church like this and you've never been in here and you just feel love. You know why? Because what you give off, you get back. Sometimes you know how you walk in the building and you're just like, oh my goodness, they just felt so distant. And they just felt, and you never think about maybe it's coming from you. You never think about that. But you need to start thinking, how did I walk in there? Did I walk in there and go, well, it's a new place. I don't know if I, how I'm going to be received here. Instead of walking in there, it's like, oh, my God, I'm home. Walk in there like, hey, how you doing? My name's Evelyn. What's up? Are you a hugger? I'm a hugger. Can I hug you? It breaks the ice every time. You know what? Because what you give off, you get back. You want to go in there doing this? And they're like, what is she doing? I'm discerning. Trying to see, you know. When somebody's talking to you constantly, you're just like you're looking through them. It tickles me. I'm like, when you're a prophet, people think that all you do is sit there and see, hear their problems. Do you know we would go crazy? It's really not television. You do not sit there and everybody walk in and you go, uh-oh. You would go crazy if you heard everybody's thoughts 24/7. You only hear what God wants you to hear. You only see what God and that person wants you to see and hear. It takes a hunger to create that hunger. And by golly, but when God lets you see the heart, it just, compassion in you overflows. It doesn't matter who it is. It just overflows like never before. You want more of Jesus? Give him more of you. Less of you and more of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Less of your opinion and more of your availability. Because if you start being available to God, God will start being available to you. He's standing there waiting the whole time. Holy Spirit is standing there waiting. How many of us get up in the morning and say, Holy Spirit, what are we going to do today? What do you want me to do today? That's what we have to start doing. Want wise counsel? I'm telling you, it is an amazing place to start looking. Where's the first place you look? In here. Say, God, empty me out so I can hear that small word you have from whoever's speaking it. And whatever is speaking it. Your kids ever gave you a word and just blew you out the water? And they didn't even know they gave you a word? See, we got to be stopped being so busy with life and get busy with life. We're so busy with life that we are not busy with life. And that's what he wants us to be. And his counsel to us is, get on the boat. God's on the move. He's got a job for you. He's got a job for me. And all he's waiting for us to do is say, I do. I do. I will. I'm ready, God. I'm ready for whatever you want to do in me, with me, and through me.